The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has just signed off on a plan aimed at better managing the state's panthers. Amy Green reports that the plan involves getting the federal government involved and acquiring more land for panthers on the move.
The new guidelines are a response to a growing number of complaints, especially among ranchers and large landowners in South Florida, about panther attacks on cattle and other domesticated animals. Commissioners heard hours of public testimony while meeting in Fort Lauderdale. Kate McFall of the Humane Society said the guidelines weaken protections for Florida panthers.
Achieving these goals aimed at preventing panther extinction, particularly establishing additional breeding populations in the Southeast, may be more difficult in today's world, given the extent of habitat loss. But just because it's difficult doesn't mean we should throw in the towel on long-term recovery.
Reaction to the guidelines was mixed. Some environmentalists supported them. There are an estimated 180 Florida panthers. That's compared to 30 or fewer when the animal first landed on the endangered list in 1967. Amy Green in Orlando.